Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
It's time for our COVID slot. Great to have Dr. Daniel Israel back with us this afternoon. Daniel, how are you?
Nice to be with you, Simon.
Yeah, I don't remember signing your leave slip, but great to have you back. Daniel, there are two issues we're going to talk about today. The first is apparently some interesting data coming out of Israel in terms of Pfizer vaccine and teenagers.
Yeah, so it's actually nice to see some scientific data, not just theories and, you know, broad data. This was actually a study done in 200,000, which is a big sample size, of teenagers in Israel through Clalit, which is one of the Kupot, one of the public health clinics or schemes in Israel,
yeah.
Where they vaccinated teenagers, and they included 50%, so a proper control group and experimental group where 50% were vaccinated and 50% weren't. And they found that almost 100% of the people vaccinated were protected against getting COVID-19, and on the Delta strain, 93%. So, you know, obviously at different stages in life, we don't always know the efficacy of the vaccine. And this really showed that the vaccine does work for teenagers. So we can get into the whole discussion at another time, which we did last week a bit, about whether it's worth doing it or not, the risks, etc. But the important thing with that study, and it's being quoted around the world again, which makes us proud to follow Israel in terms of scientific data, is that great big study that was very robust, showing that the vaccine definitely works. It was a two-dose vaccine for teenagers. They showed something like a 60% effectiveness on a single dose. We know in South Africa at the moment a single dose is being offered, but it does show efficacy, which is great.
And considering that all those kids are coming home and mixing with elderly grandparents, I mean, there really is a reason to consider vaccinating your teenage kids.
Again, so to remember that the big thing here is about vaccinating kids for, we're trying to get rid of COVID in the long run and get past it like we did, say, smallpox years ago. And, you know, it's not just about the individuals. It's not just about whether how sick kids get from COVID. So that really was great news.
And then kind of tying into that, at least from a jurisprudential perspective, is the fact that Business South Africa apparently gone to court to apply for a vaccine mandate. Wow, that is one hell of a stance that they're taking, Daniel.
So we've seen some big employers, Simon, who have certainly put in place that their employees need to be vaccinated. I mean, for example, Discovery Health has gone so far as to saying that from next year, people won't be able to enter their premises unless they can show vaccination. And there are a lot of employers who have wanted to or are following suit, but it's still a big question as to whether constitutionally and legally, can you force your employees to be vaccinated legally? So there hasn't been precedent. And as we know in South African law, cases or law is set by precedent. And that is really what governs the law. So Business South Africa has decided that to make it easier for smaller businesses really to navigate the way, not leave them in moral dilemma, they've gone to the High Court and they've asked the High Court to make a ruling. And they've actually asked for the High Court to make a vaccine mandate, which is interesting because we know that President Ramaphosa said at the beginning when vaccines started to be released in South Africa that no one would be forced to be vaccinated. And we all have heard the debates and about how we don't want, you know, infringing on people, individuals' rights on the one hand, on the other hand, collective rights in terms of if you're not vaccinated, you putting other people at risk and then infringing on others' rights. But really, this will be very interesting to see what the High Court comes back with, because if that mandate is passed, then it will be 100% legal to force your employees to be vaccinated. And if not, you know, you'll be able to tell them that they can't work there. So it is a big, big thing to watch in terms of what happens legally.
It absolutely is. And such cogent arguments to be made on both sides. Daniel, as always, thank you for being with me this afternoon. Yeah, that was Dr. Daniel Israel, a GP at Dr. Daniel Israel and Associates at Bluebird Medical Center in Burnham in Johannesburg.